Hello, good evening. My name is Marcus. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and will not be asking you for a donation. May I speak with Bertson?
This is him.
Good evening, Mr. Peterson. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
I am.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November, in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you don't think you will vote?
I most certainly will be voting.
Okay. And in what year were you born, sir?
1982.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household or of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, or Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Mostly white Caucasian.
White Caucasian. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, or not too motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Okay. And generally speaking, sir, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I'm kind of 50-50 right there. I'd say, wouldn't say it has gone great, but I also wouldn't say that it's gone bad.
Okay. I'm going to have that noted down. Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. I'm gonna go ahead and initiate with the name of Kate Gallego. Would you be very favorable with her? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you have never heard of Kate Gallego?
I've never heard of her.
Okay. What about Anna Hernandez? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Anna Hernandez?
I've not heard of her either.
Okay. What about Marcelino Quiñones? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Marcelino Quiñones?
It seems like I need to get more into the information on as far as my local district, but yeah, I've never heard of.
Okay. And what about the name Carlos Galindo Elvira? Never heard of. Okay. What about Katie Hobbs?
I've heard of her, but I don't know what her stances are on the things that I care about. So I'm going to have to look more into her.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and note that down. And overall, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Phoenix City Council is doing? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat approve. I mean, honestly, it hasn't felt like there's been too much going on. I'd say the biggest issue that I have right now is with the inflation, which I strongly disapprove of.
Okay. And thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today, sir, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote? For Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, or Martin Bridgman, or Marcelino Quiñones?
Honestly, I'm going to base my opinion based upon the Republican candidate because I don't know enough about them.
Okay. If the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more towards? Towards Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, Martin Richman, or Marcelino Quinones?
I don't know because I don't know which one's the Republican candidate. I'd probably be looking it up on my phone at that time.
Yeah, okay. And, sir, please tell me which one of these issues is more is most important to you in deciding your votes for city council. I understand you mentioned inflation, but let me go ahead and read you a list, starting with crime, jobs and economic development, housing costs, public transportation, street and road maintenance, racial equity, homelessness, water quality and supply, climate change, and excessive heat. From the list that I read to you, sir, that I just read to you, please indicate one of these issues that is the most important to you in deciding your vote for city council.
Probably housing costs.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first statement reads, sir, Anna Hernandez is a state senator, community activist on the city council. Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Would that statement that I just read to you, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to support Anna Hernandez for City Council of Phoenix, sir?
Not at all convincing. When you state that she's looking to end up supporting livable wages, that is usually a sign that they're looking to end up making it to where the basically, minimum wage goes up. When the minimum wage goes up, the cost of everything goes up. My biggest issue is with costs. That would make no sense to me.
Okay. And what about the following statement? Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing a reason to support Anna Hernandez for City Council of Phoenix?
Honestly, you've already dissuaded me from voting for Anna Hernandez, so I would say not at all, regardless of what you say at this point.
Okay. But please allow me to read the statements to you. The following statements about Hernandez reads, Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason for you to vote for support in Anna Hernandez for city council?
I would say somewhat convincing.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. With that reason, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing a reason for you to support Anna Hernandez for City Council of Phoenix? Hello, sir? Sir?